Proclamation number 3535 of 2nd of September, 1945. Time of the end. Predictions. God's decision to reshape the earth and let new creations come into being, which are to become carriers of spiritual entities for the purpose of redemption, is unalterable. And since eternity, the time has also been fixed when this transformation, which is preceded by the dissolution of the old earth, will take place. For God has known since eternity when humanity will have reached the low point which requires a reshaping of the earth, so that the spirits close to God and far from God will finally be separated from each other. Eternities have passed in this period of development, but since God Himself has put an end to it, this end must come one day, even though this seems incomprehensible to people. God, however, has announced it since the beginning of the time period when people live on earth. He has constantly predicted the end through seers and prophets and always pointed to the future which this transformation of the earth is to bring with it. But people do not want to believe that one day the future will become the present, that one day the time will approach which God has proclaimed in word and scripture. That one day the redemption period will come to an end and a new one will begin again. Once the time has come to an end which God has granted to the spiritual for redemption, and if the spiritual fails, it will have to live through a period of redemption once again, and this means a renewed course through the creations of the new earth. People don't want to believe it, and therefore they will experience the last end completely unprepared, because now the time has expired and the time is no longer far away when the announcements will come true according to the divine plan of eternity. For humanity has reached the low which necessitates a reshaping of the earth, which is the occasion for the dissolution of the old earth with its creations and results in new creations which God's wisdom and love will allow to arise again in order to give the spiritual new opportunities for upward development. The time has come of which it is written that no stone will be left upon another. Everything that lives on earth is approaching its end, and the day is no longer far away when God Himself will sit in judgment to separate the good from the evil. To redeem the former and banish the latter again in the new creation. The time of the end has come, as it has been determined since eternity. Amen.